Vamos Yerushalmi, correspond to Vamos Babli, Daf Kuf, the beginning of Yerushalmi, Daf Samach Dalad, Amadalas, at the Mishnah. Igdilu Atavavavas, Veshechu Ze'eze. If they grew up and freed each other, then the following laws apply. Noisim Noshem, Ru'uyim, Lekahuna, he marries a woman proper for Kahuna. Ve'inan Metamen, Nemesim, Venizmu, Ein Soshkunis, our boy. He may not become Tamei Meis. If he did, he does not get 40 lashes. He may not eat Truma. If he ate, he does not pay the principal nor an added fifth. He does not receive a share of Truma at the granaries. He sells Truma that he separates from his own produce and keeps the money. He does not get a share of kodshim of the mikdash. We don't give him kodshim to offer. If he comes to offer korban, we don't take his korban from him. He's exempt from giving matanos gifts when he slaughters a chulin animal, meaning the foreleg, the jaw, and the stomach. His bechor, the firstborn tar animal, grazes until it gets a blemish, and then he eats it like chulin. We put on him stringencies of Yisrael and stringencies of a Kohen. Well, our question is, our Mishnah connotes that it's the Eved, meaning not ideal for them to free each other. There was an enactment to free his half slave to enable him to marry. The same should apply over here. The answer is, our Mishnah means that it's permitted to free, even ideally. Even Rabbi Aglili, who says it's forbidden to free a Eved Kenani without a need, because the Torah says it will work for you forever, he agrees here, though, in order to fix the child and enable them to marry. What is proper for Kahuna? They aren't possible. What is the source that a kohen offers karbonos at the time of any mishmah that he wants? The kohen would divide into 24 divisions. They take turns serving in the mikdash according to a fixed rotation. The pasuk says in Dvarim Yud-Ches, pasuk Tzukim Vav and Zayin, and he will come to whatever his soul desires, and he will serve. If he was old or sick and he cannot afford his korban, he gives it to any mishmah that he wants, and the skin and meat is his. If he was tummy and a balmum, he gives it to the mishmah serving at the time, and the skin and meat is theirs. The Gemara, these mixed up children who cannot offer due to Sofik, you consider them like old or sick, or like Tamei Balmum. Mistaba Ma'avdinun Katame Balmum, Masnisa Abdalain Kazakin Akhoila Tataninan Emotsin Eshaloi Miyadi. Presumably we should make them like a Tamei or Balmum because they cannot serve or eat. However, our Mishnah considers them like old or sick because we learn that we don't take his korban from him. And now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Zayin, Mishloi Shas Achaba L'Shloisha Chadoshim, Anisus V'Yolda Bein Yadua Im Bein Teshul Rishon Im Bein Shiva La'Achoyim. The woman remarried without waiting 3 months after leaving her husband and gave birth, almost 9 months after leaving him. We don't know if the baby was born after 9 months from the first husband or after 7 months from the second husband. Hayu L'Bonim Min HaRishon Bonim Min HaSheni Cholsim L'Miyabim Rein Hu Lohen Cholis L'Miyabim. If he had definite sons from both husbands, if the Sofik dies, they do chalitza, not yibum. If a definite son dies, the Sofik does chalitza, but not yibum. Ayelei achim en avishoin, v'achim en asheni, shalai mi'oisa ha'aim, u'choylet mi'abim, behin echad choylet v'echad mi'abim. If he had brothers from both possible fathers, from a different mother, he may do chalitza or yibum to their widows. He may do yibum only if there's no other brother. If he died, a brother from one possible father does chalitza, and a brother from the other possible father may do yibum. If one possible father was Yisrael and one was a Kohen, the son has the following restrictions. He marries a woman fit for a Kohen. He may not become Tamei Meis. If he did, he does not get 40 lashes. He may not eat truma, and if he ate, he does not pay the principal nor the added fifth. He does not receive a share of truma at the granaries. He sells truma that he separates from his own produce and keeps the money. He does not get a share of kodshim with the mikdash. We don't give him kodshim to offer. If he comes to offer korban, we don't take his korban from him. He's exempt from giving the foreleg, the jaw, and the stomach. His firstborn animal grazes until it gets a blemish. We put on him the stringencies of a kohen and of a yisrael. Are you shnehem kohanim? Who oinin aleihem? Ben oinim alav. If both possible fathers are kohanim, the child is an oinin for them, means when they die, and they are oinin for him when he dies. Who ainam matamin lahen? The hein ainam matamin loy. Who le yoish oisam? Avam hein yoshin oisoi potter amakasoi v'agulasoi shazeh v'shazeh. He does not become tamei to engage in burying them, and they don't become tamei to engage in burying him. He does not inherit them, but they inherit him. He is exempt if he hits or curses either of them. He ascends with the mishma of this possible father and that possible father. He does not receive a portion of the kavanas. If they are from the same mishma, he receives only one portion. The Gemara says, "Man and Kaiman, what's the case? How did this woman remarry at the beginning of the Mishnah?" It was after death of a husband, this can't be, because we taught afterwards that the son is an oinen when either of them dies, and they're oinen when he dies. Say, the case must be that her first husband divorced her. The Gemara asks, well, granted, he does not become Tommy for the second husband, because I could say that he's the son of the first husband. However, why does he not become Tommy for the first? No matter what you'll say, he should be permitted. Nayhu Yitmalai. The answer is, if he is the firstborn son, he should become Tommy for him, a coin's command to become Tommy for his close relatives. And if he's not the first one son, he's a halal, because he's the latter son from a divorcee. But what's wrong if he becomes tummy? Rather, that can't be the case. Ella b'sha'anas must be that the case is that the first did not marry his mother, rather he raped her. She was never divorced, so the latter was permitted to marry her. Amish said, without waiting 3 months after ba'ala, this is not referring to her husband, rather ba'ala, which is the one who had relations with her. The Gemara asked, our Mishnah connotes that she should have waited, but didn't Rabbi Abba say in the name of Abba Bar Yumya that a raped woman need not wait 3 months? The answer is we wanted to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbanon and Rabbi Abba holds like Rabbi Yosi. Tani Yubchia Oinanim Mitam Nal Safik. Rabbi says that we observe Aninus and become Tommy for a Safik means Nafor means an eight-month baby. Amma Biosi Masnisa Amma Kain Hu Oinin Aleihen Vein Oinin Alav. And Rabbi Yosi is bringing support from the Mishnah. The child is an Oinin for them when they die, and they are Oinin for him, and it's Safik. Rabbi Ashian Bar Yochum Havalei Uvda Shol Lev Yasa Amalei Leith Tzarech. The case of a Safik Nafel, Safik miscarriage occurred with Rabbi Ashian Bar Yochum. He asked him Yasa, and he told him, you need not be an Oinen or be Matamafin. Amalei Vatanin, Amabachia, Oinenim, and Matamin Asafik. Yashan said back to Yasa, well, our Mishnah and Abachia taught that we observe Aninus and become Tamei for a Safik. Simonim, Hoyu Nikorim. The answer is Simonim were recognizable, means our Mishnah and Abachia discussed when there are Simonim of viability, means of this baby that the hair and fingernails were finished. In Rabbi Ashian's case, they weren't finished with the simon of a nafel of a miscarriage. Lokina Amrin Chavayad B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Simonim Ben Shmoina Ein Oisim Masa. The Gemara asked, didn't Talmidim say the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Even if a baby has Simonim, but it's an 8-month baby, we don't do an action to consider it a nafel. Simon Hayaloi Shabala Pirish. The answer is Rabbi Yochanan discussed when we also have a simon that it's a 9-month baby, that her husband had relations with her and went away. It's fine how you can even be metalfen leifer b'shabbos, but imo sheicha lav emnikasim. A ben shmeina, which is a baby born in the 8th month of pregnancy, is muksa like a rock. We may not move him on Shabbos, but his mother bends down and nurses him and lets him nurse by himself. She may not pick him up. Basically, ask that these Sophic babies in Sophic Nephilim, may one be Machal Shabbos for them by circumcising them on Shabbos. I'm a basic baboon, Yuayos Manashach, Ben Tisha Hu Yimol, Ben Shmoina Nasek and Mechatech, Basa Shleil Seirich. Basic baboon answer, well, one may, because no matter what you say, if he's a Ben Tisha, he should be circumcised on day 8, even if it's Shabbos. And if he's a Ben Shmoina, then it's like cutting dead meat without a need. Von the Kisawan Ami, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Desaya, Shal, Mi Ama, Shemuta, Lachtech, Basa Shel Seirich. One of Kisawan said that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Desaya asked, who said that one may cut meat that one may not eat without a need? It's Muksa. Ani, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Kolomiskayim, Bar Adam, Shleshim Yoim, Einoi Nefel, Upadiyov, Ben Chedesh Tifte. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said in a bite that among people, any baby that survives 30 days is not a Nefel. As the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Yudches Pasuk Tev Zayin, and his redemption he'll be redeemed when he is a month old. Presumably we redeem after 30 days because then it's a viable lad. But a behema shmoina yomim ein zet nefel umim ashmini v'alo yorat seh lekabona ishe la Hashem. An animal that survived 8 days is not a nefel, as the Pasuk says in Vayikrach of Beis Pasuk of Zayin, and from the 8th day onwards it will be favorable to be a korban burnt up to Hashem. Taman Ami b'shem Shmuel halacha k'b'shem Gamliel. They in Bavel they say in the name of Shmuel the halacha follows of b'shem Gamliel. Ami b'Abba ma'pligin b'shulay noilad l'chadoshav avalim noilad l'chadoshav afam ha'im Shimon ben Gamliel meida. B'Abba said when do they disagree? It's when he was not born after his proper number of months. It's 9 or 7, but if he was born after his months, b'shem Gamliel agrees that a stam baby is assumed to be viable. It's not a sophic. Baisa says if it's a sophic, which man is playing his father, and he hit this one and then he hit that one, which is the other possible father, or he cursed this one and cursed this one, he is exempt. Boy, asked, what is this Baisa not unlike Rabbi Yochanan? This Palgan, Shbishne Yomim Tovim, Shagolias, Yochan Omer Makablin, Hasoya, Asophic, Hashim Binokish Omer, Ain Makablin Hasoya, Asophic. They argue about the 2 days of Yom Tov of Chutzlaret, Asophic, which is the Yom Tov Midaraisa. Yochan said that one can receive a Asophic warning before doing a forbidden Malacha on both these days, and he's lashed. Yochan said one cannot receive Asophic warning. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Amr Rabbi Lacey Pliga, Tamon Eshalach Lamad Alav, Achai Eshalach Lamad Alav. Nina, quoting Rebbe, answered that it does not argue with the Yochanan there in Yom Tov Chutzlaretz. It's possible to clarify a suffix afterwards, however here a suffix which is his father will never be resolved.